When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
So first, let's talk about your mistakes. Now, the word mistakes has a negative connotation because it sounds like you are messing up something, when in reality, it really just depends on your perspective and how you view mistakes. Because for one, we have all made mistakes, right? And we will all continue to make mistakes. Like, we've all been hurt by somebody and we've all hurt somebody else. We've all messed up in some way, shape, or form. But like I said, it really comes down to your perspective, because if you just focus on the fact that you made a mistake or you messed up or however you see it, you're going to feel like a failure, and that's going to really have a negative impact on your self-confidence. When in reality, in my opinion, I feel like we should look at our mistakes as learning lessons. And that also goes for our failures, quote unquote. I feel like our mistakes and our failures are really just meant to teach us something, because that's really when we actually learn things. If you actually, you know, like take some time to reflect on your mistakes or times you have failed at something, I guarantee you there is a chance that it's meant to teach you something. You will learn something based on what happened. At the very least, you know what not to do now. So when or if you are presented with the same situation in the future, you will have a better starting point than you did the last time. You don't really learn things from the good times in your life. Like, the good times in your life, you're just like coasting, you're content. You're not really thinking about much, but it's always when you make a mistake and you fail or things get hard, that's when life gives you all of the lessons that you need to learn. You just have to be attentive and you have to reflect to actually learn from what you went through. One of my favorite quotes is, "We don't learn from our experiences, we learn from reflecting on our experiences." Because you could go through something terrible and something painful and you could not learn anything at all. Like, if you just take the situation at face value and you say, okay, well, this happened and that's it, you're not really going to learn anything from that. If you dwell on the pain, then you might just, you know, constantly be repeating the same mistake because you haven't learned the lesson. But when you actually take time to reflect and you see, you know, what parts you had to play in it, or what you could have done differently, or how the situation could have been altered based on some other factors, then that's when you say, oh, okay, well, I understand this better, and I know that in the future I should not do A, B, and C, and I should do X, Y, Z instead. So it's really when you reflect on your mistakes and your failures, that's when you learn what you need to learn, and it puts you at a better point in life. So in my opinion, I feel like when you start changing your perspective to look at your failures and mistakes as learning lessons, it takes some of that weight off of your shoulders and you feel like, okay, yes, this is a tough situation, or, you know, whatever it is. This is a tough situation. This makes me feel sad or bad or whatever, but what can I learn from this? And then overall, you just bounce back a lot quicker than if you just focus on your mistakes and the pain that you felt from the situation. Now, of course, this is a lot easier said than done because I'm basically analyzing it from a logical perspective and removing the emotion, but understand that it's okay to feel, it's okay to be hurt, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to take some time off to yourself and really feel however you feel about your mistake or about your failure. It's absolutely okay to do that. What I'm trying to say is take some time and then pick yourself back up and then reflect on the experience and then look for the lesson that it was meant to teach you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.